Hey, everybody, I'm Marianne, a compulsive overeater, addict, and codependent.
Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Marianne.
I did this work. It's laid out in the big book with the help of a supportive sponsor, loving God. I've made some amends, have more to make, and live in 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis. Excuse my hoarseness. I am getting over a cold, but felt that it was still important to speak today. Step 12. Step 12 is having had a spiritual awakening. As the result of these steps, we tried to carry the message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. For me, my spiritual awakening, one of them came in doing the fifth step. It made me very aware of my behavior as I went out to do his bidding, especially at work. When I came into conflict and problems with coworkers, I was able to choose to act differently than I have in the past. The principle of step 12 is service, and service comes in many, many forms. Service can be registering and attending our Big Book Step Studies convention in March. Service can be being at the meeting today. Service can be phone calls, emails, text. It's interesting because I live in a small community, and often on Sundays they see me leaving earlier than I usually do for work. And the question always is, where are you going? And I simply tell them I'm going to have lunch with friends. Fellowship, it has been very helpful to me. I transferred down to Florida for my job 2.5 years ago, and it was through OA that I found Big Book Step Study, and it was through OA that I met friends to help me adjust to life in Florida and not be lonely. I was given a gift through my sponsor and my higher power of the program and my recovery. And now with the third step prayer, I have the need to pass it on. And I was blessed to have a sponsee to work with. And I'm finding that recovery is contagious. If people see you succeed against addiction, they will be eager to have what you have. Even if the addiction is different, we all are restless, irritable, and discontent. And we find, even though the sponsee that I'm working with has a different addiction, but we share some addictions, we still suffer from the bedevilments on page 52, trouble with relationships and other things. I'm going to start with the first paragraph on page 89. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when other alcoholics, other activities fail. That's the 12th suggestion. Carry this message to other alcoholics. You can carry it verbally. You can carry it by living amends, by changing your behavior. You can secure confidence with others when others fail. Remember that they are very ill. What's also helped me is when I feel inadequate and I don't know as much about the big book or the steps as I would like, I remember what I have to share is my experience, strength, and hope. Life will take on new meaning to watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see fellowship grow about you, and to have a host of friends. This has been the truth for me. The program has helped me become a better person, one that my higher power is leading me to become my authentic self. Page 90.2, get an idea of his behavior, his problems, his background. We did the reading together, and it was a great chance to get to know where she was coming from, get to know where I was coming from, and establish a friendship and trust. Her interests stemmed from a feeling that there was always more, there was more to recovery. She, people have been sober a long time, but still feel that there is more. Page 92, too, continue to speak of alcoholism as an illness and fatal malady. Talk about the conditions of body and mind which accompany it. And keep this attention focused mainly on your personal experience. As I work with sponsees, I encourage them to be as thorough as possible and not to be in a rush and to do one step at a time, because it's all put in that order for a reason. 93, let him ask you questions if he will. Tell him exactly what happened to you. Stress the spiritual feature freely. If the man be agnostic or atheist, make it emphatic that he does not have to agree with your conception of God. If he can choose any conception he likes, provided it makes sense to him. The main thing is that he be willing to believe in a power greater than themselves and that he lives by spiritual principles. What helped me a lot in doing the work is the secretary writing prayer that is suggested to use prior to writing, asking God to work through me and show me what to write. The spiritual principles of using the spiritual principles when I was doing the work was very helpful. Down in 93.2, to be vital, faith must be accompanied by the self-sacrifice and unselfish constructive action. It's important to add prayer. How can I be helpful to others and be thorough? I had a before program, before I did the BBSS work, I used to be a stalker of people that I could help. It's often discussed, you can be helpful but have the wrong motives. And I would find myself in the grocery store or other places following around, maybe the shorter people, waiting for them to be stretching to reach something and me jump in for help. That wasn't always productive or needed. I would often have looks and stares like, you're a crazy lady, get away from me. And after doing this work, I find that I can wait until I'm approached and ask for help, and I get a lot of better response from the people, and I'm not a crazy stalker. Page 94, outline the program of action, explaining how I made self-appraisal, how you straightened out your past, and why you are now endeavoring to be helpful to him. It is important for them to realize that your attempt to pass this on plays a vital part in your own recovery. Exactly, he may be helping, actually may be helping you more than you are helping him. Make it a plan. He is under no obligation. Make it plain he is under no obligation to you, that you hope only that he will try to help other alcoholics when he escapes his own difficulties. I have found that tremendously helpful. I am learning more from my sponsee. It keeps me honest in my program, and it reminds me of the gift that I was given in doing this work, and it encourages me to use the right behavior when working with sponsees and when meeting other people, especially challenging family members and coworkers. Page 96, do not be discouraged if your prospect does not respond at once. Search out another alcoholic and try again. If you're sure to find someone desperate enough to accept with eagerness what you have to offer. We find it a waste of time to keep chasing a man who cannot or will not work with you. The bottom line for working the program and doing the work is willingness. If the person has willingness, then the sponsor can be more successful in putting their hand in the hand of God, which is the whole purpose of doing the work with a sponsee. Driving over here today, there was a radio program on called Intelligence for Life with John Tesh. And one of the things he was talking about was the energy that people get from caffeine, from coffee, drinking coffee. And that there was an interesting study done recently that there was no need to drink the coffee or smell the coffee, that people in the study were getting the same results of the energy from just looking at the coffee cup. And I thought, excuse me a second.
Don't go. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for me, I cannot look at a healthy, thinner person and automatically get thinner, or look at someone exhibiting better behavior and then through osmosis get that behavior. The other thing, an interesting little tidbit that he had on his program was how the study showed with people that use prayer, meditation, and have a spiritual connection, increase their physical and mental health. So if you're writing, keep writing. If you're reading, keep reading. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.